On Midwest Week, looking forward to the new minor league baseball season. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Steve Batterson, sports reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. Steve, probably the main change for the River Bandits this season will be their affiliation, and what's changed?
Yeah, Quad Cities will be a Kansas City Royals affiliate, a new parent club for the River Bandits after 8 seasons with Houston, and this will be the 5th or 6th parent club that Quad Cities has had since joining the league back in 1960.
And so why a different affiliation? Did we choose them or they chose us, or it was purely by accident and somehow or other we ended up together, or what?
Minor league baseball has reinvented itself. It is now being operated under the wings of Major League Baseball. And Major League Baseball has decided to change a lot this season at the developmental level, including how things are structured. And they're looking for more geographic connections, and that led to Quad Cities becoming affiliated with a Midwestern team in Kansas City, and also a change in the level of affiliation. The entire Midwest League has gone from being a low A league to being classified as a high A league, which will lead to older, more experienced minor league players. It's part of a downsizing overall of the minors that will go from 160 teams to 120 this season. The byproduct here is a new affiliate. Houston has chosen to group its high A and low A affiliates together in North Carolina. And the Quad Cities, that left Quad Cities open, Kansas City, looking for more of a geographical connection as well, became a pretty good fit for the River Bandits organization. Dave Heller owned what was the previous high A affiliate of Kansas City in Wilmington, Delaware. So this will move their players a little closer to their Double A team in Northwest Arkansas, and then their Triple A team in Omaha. So there's some grouping going on within the game, and I think that's probably a good thing. It'll make travel easier for players and staff members going from one affiliate to another.
Will fans notice much difference as far as which affiliation it is? I mean, aside from the change from low A to high A. Will it just be a matter of signs and some different coaches?
Well, it'll certainly be a different coaching staff. There'll be probably some different organizational philosophies and how they train. The interesting thing is that Quad Cities is signing with Kansas City for a 10-year commitment, which is now the norm, instead of the little 2-year contracts that used to exist in the past. The other part of it is that at this point in time, Kansas City isn't all that different than what Houston was when the Astros came into the Quad Cities in 2013. They're kind of in a rebuilding mode with a lot of young, good talent in their minor league pipeline. And the players that will eventually be assigned to the River Bandits for when the season starts in early May are going to be players largely who were either part of a team that won the championship at the high A level, won a championship at the low A level, or competed for a championship at the short season level within the Royals organization back in 2019, the last season when any minor league baseball was actually played.
Okay, and remind us, Steve, what about the rest of the Midwest League? I mean, Clinton, Burlington, and all the others, where will they be this year?
Yeah, the 16-team league is now a 12-team league. That's another part of the fallout from this organizational change. Clinton and Burlington, two longtime league members, are no longer affiliated with affiliated baseball. Both of those teams have joined an independent league and will continue to have baseball teams and offer entertainment in their communities this summer. They've joined the Prospect League, which is a college-age wood bat league. So their players will be a little younger from the developmental standpoint than what they have been in the past, but they'll still have 30-game home schedules and that type of thing, starting a little later in May once the college season is over. The King County franchise is no longer in existence in the Midwest League, and the Bowling Green franchise has shifted to a different league. So some definite changes. The COVID-19 situation will impact schedules this year. There's a lot more play within the division as opposed to cross-division things. It's also restructured the divisions within the league, going from 16 to 12 teams, with three of the teams leaving coming out of the Western Division. South Bend, which is a Cubs affiliate, will now shift into the West Division, which will bring Cubs prospects to the Quad Cities more frequently than what we've seen in several years. And the other teams in the division are affiliated with the Cardinals, the Brewers, the Twins. It's more of a Midwest grouping, and for fans of a lot of major league teams based in the Midwest, that's probably a good thing.
Okay, now earlier this month, the Missouri Valley Conference held its annual women's basketball tournament here. It wasn't canceled like last year, but the pandemic still had some sort of impact?
Yeah, absolutely. There were two teams impacted through daily testing, and when those positive situations came up following Friday's session, the top seed in the tournament, Missouri State, decided to pull out of the Missouri Valley tournament, not wanting to put their own NCAA tournament hopes at risk. They were a 21st ranked team in the country, pretty much assured of a postseason berth, and they didn't want to lose that 2 years in a row. So they pulled out. That forced the organizers to kind of reconfigure their seeds for the final 2 days of the tournament. And Bradley emerged as a first-time champion in the history of the event and qualified for the NCAA tournament as well. That earned them a chance to compete against Texas earlier this week in the opening round. But it was a strange year. It had been a strange season. The Drake team that played Bradley on Sunday was down to eight players because of COVID issues. And the individual who tested positive there was actually the head coach, Jenny Baranchek. And her contact with players through contact tracing and such that limited the Bulldogs in terms of how many players they had in uniform. And they actually only had one assistant coach available for the title game. And it created, certainly a unique challenge for Drake, which held its own before Bradley pulled away late and earned a title.
And why is the conference, do you think, extended its commitment to the Quad Cities? One of the things they announced during the tournament was, going to be here a few more years.
Yeah, 3-year extension. They like it here, for one. They like the size of the arena. They like the way that they are treated in the community. And the coaches, strongly believe that, holding a conference tournament where an NCAA tournament berth is on the line, doing that on a neutral court is so much more beneficial than taking a game, say, into a home gym of a conference champion. It would have been very unlikely for any of the Valley teams to be able to go into Missouri State and win this season. By playing it on a neutral site, they at least feel like everybody's got more of a fair shot, and it gives when crowds are allowed, which wasn't the case this season, it gives everybody a shot, and it creates an atmosphere that prepares teams for that next level as well.